Well, this time of the season is upon us. Only one day till the celebration of Christmas. And for many weeks we've heard the music in the stores. Seasonal music. And it gets very difficult not to hum along with the tunes. They're attractive, they're captivating, and we hear them time and time again. Many of us do have the proclivity of actually even singing the words to them. And it gets very difficult to avoid. But I'd like to examine a bit of the history about this celebration of Christmas and see what God says about it. The first reference I'd like to use is the online Catholic Encyclopedia. It has 10 pages about Christmas. In this reference, the word itself did not come into use until 1038 in Old English. The festival supposedly celebrating Christ's birth was mentioned in Egypt around 200 AD as occurring on the 20th of May. Others thought it was on the 18th or 19th or 20th of April. In 243 AD, Christ's birthday was celebrated on the 28th of March, because on that day they believed the sun was created. In fact, researchers have found that the birthday of Christ was placed in every month of the year by respectable authorities. January the 6th became very popular for its observance, and it is still observed in Armenia on this date. However, in most Eastern Orthodox religions, it is currently celebrated on January the 7th. The Catholic Encyclopedia states that there is no helpful information in the Gospels to determine when Christ was born. It then mentions the well-known solar feast of Dies Natalis Solis Invicti, or as we would say, the birth of the unconquered sun. This was observed on December the 25th and has a strong claim on the responsibility for our current December date. A writer is quoted as saying, "Oh, how wonderful acted Providence that on the day on which the sun was born, Christ also should be born." What a coincidence. According to the Encyclopaedia Britannica, the Syrians and Armenians who clung to the 6th of January, they accused the Romans of sun worship and idolatry when the celebration of Christ's birth was set on December the 25th. Now, going back to the Catholic Encyclopaedia, a little later, church leaders like Tertullian had to assert that Sol was not the Christian's God. Augustine also denounced heretical identification of Christ with Sol. Pope Leo I bitterly reproved Sola Survivals, Christians, on the very doorstep of the Apostles' Basilica. They were turning to adore the rising sun. In 425 AD, circus games were forbidden on December the 25th. In 529, work was forbidden on this day. The cake, in honour of Mary's afterbirth, yes, that's what the Catholic Encyclopedia says, the cake in honour of Mary's afterbirth was condemned in 692 AD. The use of a crib originated in 1223. By Francis of Assisi. The Yule log became popular in 1577. The final paragraph of the encyclopedia, the Catholic Encyclopedia, states, "In England, Christmas was forbidden by Act of Parliament in 1644. The day was to be a fast and a market day. Shops were compelled to be open, plum pudding and mince pies condemned as heathen. The Conservatives resisted at Canterbury and blood was shed even. But after the Restoration, dissenters continued to call Yuletide Fooltide. As a matter of interest, the Puritans who settled in New England in North America found no scriptural justification for celebrating Christmas and associated such celebrations with paganism and idolatry. It was banned for a part of the 1600s. The next reference I have is the Encyclopaedia Britannica 11th edition. Now, it only has 2 pages compared with the Catholic Encyclopaedia. In 245 AD, Origen, an early theologian, repudiated as sinful the very idea of keeping the birthday of Christ as if he were King Pharaoh. In Britain, the 25th of December was a festival long before so-called conversion to Christianity. The theologian Bede related that the ancient peoples of the Anglii began the year on December the 25th. They called the night Mother's Night because of the ceremonies they performed. He did not state what the ceremonies were. So December the 25th was observed long before it had anything to do with professing Christianity. Now let's look at the religious life in Rome around 200 to 300 AD. Caesar Aurelian, whose mother was a priestess of sun worship in the area of the Black Sea, sought the help of the solar deity in a battle which he won. And when he won it, he gave thanks to the sun temple. So gave thanks in the sun temple. So when he returned to Rome, he exalted the unconquerable sun, Sol Invictus, above all the gods of Rome. A college of pontiffs was created, and in AD 273, a temple was built and dedicated with pomp and ceremony on December the 25th, the birthday of the unconquerable sun. When Rome embraced Christianity under Constantine, sun worship was very popular. The Roman Church, had a dilemma. It did not want to accept a heathen festival, but also wanted to show gratitude to Constantine for establishing Christianity as the state religion. Not just that, they did it so that they could welcome pagans into their very fold. A compromise had to be reached, which was that the Romans were allowed to continue celebrating the 25th of December, minus the sun god. Instead, Christ was substituted for the unconquerable sun. The Church of Rome had stopped observing any of God's holy days, of course, by that time, since these days were associated with the Jews, and there was a major rift between the Gentiles and the Jews. And so there was no real problem in observing Christmas. It gave them a popular festival to celebrate. So that's a condensed version of the history of Christmas. But what does God say about it? The first thing to notice is that God does not state the date of Christ's birth. It would appear to be on about the Feast of Tabernacles, since he was crucified 33 and a half years at a Passover. And a half year before Passover, of course, is Tabernacles. However, if God had wanted us to observe it, he would have given us the required time. After all, he specified all of his feasts as their dates, or gave us the way to determine when we should keep them, as he did for Pentecost. There is no mention of Christ or the disciples ever keeping his birthday. Secondly, the only birthday celebrations that were mentioned in the Bible were firstly that of Pharaoh, Genesis 40, 20-23. Now this reads, "Now it came to pass on the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them." And secondly, Herod, in Matthew 14, verses 6 to 11, that's Matthew 14, verses 6 to 11, "But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter of Herodias danced before them, and she pleased Herod. Therefore, he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. So she, having been prompted by her mother, said, 'Give me John the Baptist's head on a platter.' And the king was sorry because of the oaths that he had, and because of those who sat with him. He commanded it to be given to her, so he sent and had John beheaded in prison. And the head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. On both of these occasions, someone lost their life. So there was nothing positive, biblically, in birthday celebrations. There is a possible mention of a birthday in the book of Job. And again, it was a day of disaster. All of his sons and daughters were killed by a great wind. I mean, the Bible does not say that it was necessarily sinful, but Job thought that they might have sinned due to their conduct on that day, so he gave an offering just in case. That was in Job chapter 1, verses 4 to 5. But what does God say about this, especially converting a pagan festival into a Christian one? Now, this is important. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 29 to 31. That's Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 29 to 31. This tells us what God thinks. When the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations which you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land, take heed to yourselves, that you are not ensnared to follow them, after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I will also do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way. For every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they have done to their gods. For they burn even their sons and their daughters in the fire to their gods. So whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it, nor take away from it. So from all of this, there was a lot of confusion about when Christmas was to be kept, and it was basically converting a pagan holiday into a professing Christian holiday. And as we read in Deuteronomy, God instructs us not to add to his commands. So since he told his people not to keep the customs of other nations in worship of him, we, as God's people, do not celebrate Christmas.